This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is The Informer, Joy 94.9's nightly news and current affairs program, and your link to the stories that matter.
In the lead up to their 35th anniversary, LGBTI Health Organisation and Australia's oldest HIV/AIDS organisation, the Victorian AIDS Council, also known as VAC, announced that they were changing their name to Thorn Harbour Health. The new name recognises two visionary community leaders in the organisation's history of advocating for the health and well-being of both people living with HIV and LGBTI communities, Alison Thorn and Keith Harbour. I spoke with Thorn Harbour Health CEO Simon Ruth about the rebranding and looking to the future of the organisation.
For the past 35 years, change has been the one constant in the work of our organisation.
So we started rebranding, started talking about it in 2013. We were previously Victorian AIDS Council Gay Men's Health Centre, as we realised the world was changing and that we would be developing a whole range of programs for the broader LGBTI community. It became clear that Gay Men's Health Centre needed to go because that alienated certain parts of our community.
As the HIV epidemic has changed, our organisation has evolved. We are now responding to a broad range of issues that affect the health and well-being of our community as a whole. With issues such as drug and alcohol use, trans health, family violence, lesbian health, homophobia, transphobia, biphobia, and stigma and discrimination faced by people living with HIV.
So in 2014, we moved to VAC. After 4 years of being VAC, it was always thought it would be a first step in a broader rebrand, but it's also become very clear to us that the word AIDS, particularly in our name, is alienating to certain parts of the community. It's not only women and trans people and also young people who don't identify with it, but certainly some older guys living with HIV longer or older people living with HIV longer also don't like the word AIDS being in the name because they find there's a whole range of stigma associated with AIDS, which isn't associated with HIV.
Our work has also moved beyond Victoria with health promotion programs and projects that are national in focus.
Because we now work across two states, we're also in South Australia and we're running some national projects. Victoria's become difficult as well. It just doesn't represent who we are. So we conducted a survey at the start of the year. We spoke to 160 people and then had some in-depth interviews with about another 30 key stakeholders about our rebrand and our name, and universally everybody thought it was time to change the name of the Victorian AIDS Council.
Halfway through the fourth and hopefully the last decade of the HIV epidemic, the time has come for our organisation to reflect the changes faced by our community while maintaining the legacy of activism that created us in the beginning.
And so we're moving to Thorn Harbour Health. It's important to us that we have a brand that acknowledges our history, but also sets us up for the future. And Keith Harbour and Alison Thorn are two people who play very significant roles in the formation of our organisation and are two people who have given their lives for our communities in very different ways. Keith died of AIDS in the early 90s. He established ACT UP. He was an early president of ours. He established buyers clubs in Victoria, bringing in drugs that weren't currently available to ensure that people could live. And Alison has dedicated her activism and her life to the needs of not only helping set up our organisation, and she is the person who called for VAC to be formed at a meeting on the 12th of July 1983, but she's also dedicated her life to the rights of trans people and lesbians and then the broader LGBTI communities and working towards greater access to health and welfare and wellbeing for our communities broadly.
Thorn Harbour Health was formed in 1983 as a central part of the Victorian community response to the HIV and AIDS epidemic, and 35 years later continues to lead the response by providing a range of services which include prevention, education, treatment and care of people living with HIV, as well as counselling services. Hundreds of volunteers make up 90% of Thorn Harbour Health's workforce, and as a not-for-profit organisation, a lot of the work they do and what they set out to achieve depends on the dedication and hard work of these volunteers.
VAC and now Thorn Harbour Health have always been formed by the community. We were formed at a public meeting in our very early days. We were entirely volunteer run. Today we still have volunteers outnumbering staff 10 to 1 within the organisation, and then we also have our members across two states and members around the country and also some international members. members, and we think of ourselves as a community controlled organisation. We're an organisation driven by our community, who elect our board, who govern us, and we deliver services to our community. So we're also launching our strategic plan tonight at this event, and our strategic plan very firmly puts community back into the running of the organisation, and the importance of volunteering within this organisation. So volunteering for our community is not like other communities. Volunteering is your way of finding your community. So for a lot of people, when they come out initially, whether it's at 18 or whether it's at 58, volunteering is that opportunity to engage in the community, meet other people like you. It's not just Thorn Harbour Health who do this, it's also Switchboard and other key organisations who provide that access into community. But it's important to us that volunteering always be a key function of our organisation. So it's not just about, you know, helping alleviate some of the costs in the organisation, but it's also about providing an important social opportunity for the community to come together. And likewise, we support a whole range of other volunteer organisations across the LGBTI community, either through grants or through providing space to them to come and have their meetings in our buildings. As part of the rebrand, we are also launching a large campaign that will go out across Melbourne. I think there's going to be 280 of these posters, and it's about Thorn Harbour Health there for us. And the posters depict... they're all our volunteers, so they're people that we work with and people who help contribute to our organisation, depicting the various parts of our community across the broader LGBTI communities. In our new strategic plan, we're talking about sex, sexuality and gender diverse communities, knowing that that document has to survive for 5 years, and in 5 years we won't be talking about LGBTI, it will be a broader group of people. One of the key posters in the campaign is a poster of two boys kissing. For those who know their Victorian queer history well, they'll know that in 1990 VAC attempted to put up another poster of two boys kissing, when you say yes to safe sex, and that was at the height of the AIDS epidemic, back when we had, you know, five young men dying every day of the year of AIDS, and we tried to run a campaign to attract young men to the knowledge that they needed to put on condoms. And at the time, TV Week refused to carry it, the Advertising Standards Bureau refused to allow us to put it up in public. It was essentially just a picture of two boys kissing each other with the safe sex message. The health minister at the time, I think, called it disgusting and threatened our funding. And, you know, and so we're using a picture of two boys kissing in this campaign. It's now 28 years later. Hopefully we will get a very different reaction on this one. If we don't, if there are issues with it, or if it does get vandalised, I think that'll say a lot more about the community that we live in rather than our communities. LGBTI people should feel safe to be affectionate and hold hands and kiss in public, and we hope this poster has an impact on making people realise that Thorn Harbour Health is there for them.
The image from years ago, which Simon Ruth is talking about, is of two very Anglo, very white boys about to kiss. But the new image, and all of the images in the new campaign, capture the diversity of Thorn Harbour Health's volunteers and the diverse community that they support through their services. With over 600 registered volunteers who donate their time and energy to many of the program areas, it's because of their support that Thorn Harbour Health is able to provide many of the programs, activities and services that are valued by their clients, members and all of the community.
We're a very multicultural community. Part of the reason to rebrand is VAC, you know, historically has been seen as an organisation primarily for gay men and partly for gay white men. Over the last 4 years, we have doubled in size, and most of that growth has been in LGBTI health. We're now providing a range of domestic violence programs, drug and alcohol programs. We've had a women's drinking campaign. We're running the women's conference this week, which we've got in excess of 400 women coming to Melbourne to talk about lesbian, bisexual and queer women's health and trans women's health. And we hope that this campaign shows the community who we are today. We're not the organisation we were 5 years ago or 35 years ago. It's a very different place today, and we hope that this engages people.
And while this isn't the first time that the organisation has evolved with a brand and name change, that doesn't mean it won't take a while for people to get used to Thorn Harbour Health.
Yeah, it's a terribly exciting time. We, in the consultations that we did about whether we should rebrand, we were told we should have done it 2 years ago, and we probably should have done it 2 years ago. And of course, with a Pride Centre on the horizon, it's very important that, you know, health service in that Pride Centre is a broader health service for the whole community and not just for parts of our community. At the same time, it's terrifying. I'm sure there will be people who won't like this brand, but in 6 months' time, probably no one will care. It will just be Thorn Harbour Health is the health service that LGBTI people go to. Last time we rebranded, we got rid of the red ribbon as our logo and moved to the red asterisk. We got a lot of complaints about that. This time when we did the consultations, everyone loved the red asterisk. So the red asterisk is the only part of the brand that has stayed. Yes, so it's a very exciting time. It's also a very scary time, but we hope that this brand sets us up for the future as being more than an AIDS council, but providing health and wellbeing services to the whole of the sexuality and gender diverse communities. We're not the AIDS council we once were. We are a much broader health service. We now have Equinox, which is our trans clinic, which has over 700 patients attending it. We have the Women's Health Program that's running health promotion campaigns for women and looking at a range of cancer screening programs and the Women's Health Conference. We're doing work with Intersex Health Rights Australia around helping them promote their needs. We're really open to any part of the sexuality and gender diverse communities who want to come to us and want to work with us, and we're happy to see how we can help them.
In aligning our new brand with leaders like Alison Thorne and Keith Harbour, we're not simply acknowledging the legacy of our past. We're also recognising that the care, health and well-being of the gender and sexually diverse communities will need bravery, commitment, inclusion, imagination and vision. We are now Thorne Harbour Health, and we will continue to work for the dignity and well-being of our communities, now and into the future. Thorne Harbour Health, for the future.
That was Simon Ruth, CEO of Thorne Harbour Health, formerly known as VAC, the Victorian AIDS Council.
This is The Informer, Joy 94.9's nightly news and current affairs program, and your link to the stories that matter.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.